You don't really understand working for the weekend like I do. I put up with a lot of bullshit. I work under tight timelines for rich, privileged fucks who wouldn't know a day's work if it bit them in the ass. It's a very high-pressure environment, and none of these assholes want a woman in their special little club. On the other hand, I do make serious bank, and every day I'm a little more powerful, a little wealthier. Every stock option or bonus is one step towards making those bastards who keep me down work for me. The problem is, I'm so fucking tense all the time. I don't like alcohol or drugs that bring me down. Anything that takes away your edge is dangerous. You always have to be sharp, on the lookout for blood in the water. For a while, meaningless, violent sex seemed to help, but now it's old hat. I was getting really depressed. But then, a dear friend of mine introduced me to hunting, and I gotta say, I am obsessed. You know, my daddy used to take me hunting deer. I told her once, and then she said that deer were fine, but she had a much better experience with her hunt club. I asked about it, and she wouldn't say anything serious, which made me even more curious. Eventually, over lunch, she casually invited me out for the weekend. I really thought we were going to fuck. I guess I was right, but we weren't going to be fucking each other. At first, it was like every shitty corporate retreat I've ever been on. A rented bus took us out to some godforsaken wilderness. But there was an old lodge and some snacks and a few drinks to lighten the mood. I was told that I would be night hunting, and so I dressed all in black. Everyone got their own unique mask. They conceal the identity from the prey, but let us communicate effectively. They even have miniaturized night vision optics. I decided to be the wolf. I know, it's kind of cliche, right? But it does suit me. There was even an orientation. I was assigned a mentor, and then we were off. I was too numb and excited to object. Was this real? Was it really happening? Oh, it was real, and it did happen. I'll spare you the details of my first clumsy adventures in hunting. I was such a little fuck-up. I almost really hurt someone, and while that's not strictly forbidden, it's very much looked down upon. We're not killers here, you see, but very much catch and release. We're all so humane. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about my most recent hunt. I'm still not the best at the lodge, not by a long shot, but I fucking will be. There are stronger and faster and smarter people there, but there is no one more driven. I am the fucking wolf. Some people bring guns, especially newbies. I did my first night. What a fucking joke. Don't get me wrong, I get it. Guns are powerful and effective, but to be honest, having someone at your mercy with a gun is shit. You didn't earn your fuck. Not really. Now, A knife is a different story. I always carry a knife. That night, I had my favorite kukri, with the punch daggers backup and a stiletto. I'll admit that the latter was more for erotic purposes. I had a taser, too. It's always good to have a surprise for the quicker prey. They do get the upper hand on the hunters, sometimes. They regret it, but they do. Anyway, so that night was special. It was cloudy, so the moonlight would come and go. I liked that, because we could still sneak up on the prey, but if they were smart and perceptive, they could see and hear us approaching. I love a fair challenge. Well, mostly fair. There would be 20 prey that night. A nice selection of different physiques and personalities. I reviewed the menu in advance. I had my eye on 2 women and a man. Others would be fine too, but those 3 seemed like a really good time to me. I guess I still have to explain a few things. You see, the Hunt Club maintains a very special camp. It's a retreat for certain kinds of people who fit a very specific profile. Some of them are desperately in crisis, needing something that life just isn't giving them. Others are spiritual seekers, convinced that they need to find their messiah. Some are probably just bored. The camp makes them sign all kinds of forms, and they're not allowed to tell anyone where they're going or what happens. It's hilarious if you think about it. I guess I should feel sorry for these people, but I don't. Late at night, when all the good little prey were asleep, the beaters showed up. They don't actually beat anyone, mostly. It's just an old term. They came in all scary with faceless masks and maybe some weapons. They also played some very realistic screams on hidden sound equipment, collapsed some of the tents, and set part of the camp on fire. It's all carefully maintained chaos, but it got the job done. The prey was startled and driven into the woods. Driven to us. That night, I was with my friend. I'll call her Anaconda because of her mask and her tendencies. There were some others, but they were relative newbies, and I really had a lot of aggression to work out, so I left them to find their own way. You have to sink or swim on your own, sooner or later. Anaconda and I knew the woods by heart, especially around the camp. We didn't just post up just outside the borders. That was fine if you were going to just wait and track someone for a while, but it really wasn't fair to just ambush the prey while they're still startled. No, we hung back about 500 meters. You want the prey to run a little bit in stark terror, but then, you know, get a hold of themselves. Sooner or later, they realize that they're not being chased anymore. They look back. They see the camp on fire or hear screams. They know that they can't go back, but that means that they have to escape through the big, scary woods at night. So they move quickly, but more cautiously. They're alert to danger now. They're way more interesting like that. To make things even better, we guessed right, and some of the prey that we were both interested in came along. Not all of them. A man and a woman. They were very normal. At least to outside appearances. But they shared some traits we loved. They were nerdy, repressed, smart, and very fear-motivated. Had they met outside of the camp, they might have started dating. Hell, maybe they're dating now. Share trauma and all that. The man was trying to be all gallant and lead the way, protecting the smaller woman. I respect his bravery, but God damn, he was being stupid. If they had moved more cautiously, watching each other's backs, maybe they would have seen us. We were well concealed in some brush, but still. So we let the men pass us by, then the woman, slightly timid, followed after. Her instincts were better. She sensed something was close, but she just couldn't tell where. We could have pounced then, taken them both completely by surprise, but we're veterans, so we like a little chase. I howled. I know I don't sound like a wolf, don't get me wrong, but I can be loud and scary when I want. And hearing something like that in unfamiliar woods, in the middle of the night, can be very unsettling. They both took off running. We hadn't spoken about it, but I took after the girl and Anaconda chased the man. It just made sense for our proclivities. To be honest, I would have been happy with either of them. Anaconda got the man in a second. She's so fucking hot when she works. She has a knife, but barely ever uses it. He was bigger than her and maybe stronger, but she swept his legs and wrapped herself around him and had her arm locked around his throat in one fluid motion, already whispering sweet nothings in his ear. He struggled, but in a panicked way. He thought he could overpower her. Stand up, maybe, but a blood choke works fast, and no one does it better than Anaconda. Within 10 seconds, he was out, and 10 seconds after that, she'd bound his wrists behind him and his legs together. Then she cut his clothes off with a shaking hand, probably nicking him a few times. She's really good, but, she gets so fucking horny. You know? I guess I'm not one to judge. I went after the girl. She was one of those girls you might see at a comic book store trying to blend into the background, but you notice her. Her body was even better in real life than it was in the surveillance photos, and I caught a glance of her face. Fear makes everyone sexier. I got close, and she tripped up a bit before she caught herself and ran even faster. I laughed. Not at her, but at the joy of chasing her. Not that I really have time to go to a comic store, but if I had seen her at one, I would have pursued her in a different way. But I still would have been predatory. I would have gotten her to my apartment and had my fucking way with her, and I don't feel even a bit of shame at it. At least out here, I can be more honest. I tired her out a bit before I took her down. I wanted her to have some fight in her, but I didn't want her to pass out. I wanted her to be aware of what was happening. I almost overtook her to her left and then to her right. She didn't know it, but I was guiding her in a wide circle. When she turned the final corner, she almost stopped. Anaconda was there, so she knew she was back where she started. And that was when I tackled her. I knocked the wind out of her, but tried to keep her from hitting her head on the way down. Not that she would ever thank me for my consideration. Unlike Anaconda, I didn't tie her up. Not at first. We weren't all that different in size, but I was in better shape, and the adrenaline from her fear wasn't sustaining her as much as it did when she first ran into the woods. I pinned her wrists above her head with one hand while I cut her shirt open, freeing her gorgeous breasts. She screamed when the cold of the blade touched her skin, but it wasn't the edge and she wasn't cut. I shivered all over, but I feigned anger at her. "Do you want to die, little girl?" I said. I really didn't need to speak. The kukri I held at her throat quieted her right down. She didn't speak, but shook her head and quivered. It made her body move in all kinds of beautiful ways. "You're going to be a good girl. Good girls get to go home when we're finished," I said. I didn't allow any alternative options. She nodded in agreement and I kissed her. She didn't respond, but the little slut made a little noise in her throat. I could feel her squirm slightly. God, she was a special one. I very carefully ran the knife all over her pretty torso, over the tits, even circling her nipple. She sobbed, and that made the first tiny cut on the top of one breast. And let me tell you, whenever I see that first blood well up on beautiful skin like hers, God, that just makes me dangerously horny. So I cut her in one long stroke high on her chest, and then one more on her belly. She was crying now, but the wounds weren't deep. They probably didn't even hurt that much, but I hoped that they'd leave scars. I'd found some nice pants with parts that could be removed easily. You don't want to get completely naked when you hunt, but you do want to do things like forcibly ride some pretty little thing's face. So, with a few quick movements, the crotch of my pants came right off. She watched me with shock. I stood up, walked around to her head, then I knelt down. This time I positioned my legs over her arms to keep them still while I straddled her face, sort of a reverse cowgirl. I ground on her face, and she made another noise. It wasn't fear. I smiled and started cutting her shorts away. The poor thing wasn't even wearing any panties. I groaned in pleasure and frustration. "Don't pretend you haven't done this before, slut. Put your mouth to work." And she did. She was kind of random and all over the place at first, but then she started eating me out like her life depended on it. I guess it kind of did. I just ground on her and enjoyed it. I looked over and Anaconda was riding the fuck out of her guy. I heard him making little grunts and groans. She taped his mouth. For now, she had no use for it, but I knew that she'd gotten him hard and then attached a little something to the base of his shaft. Something like a cock ring, but tighter and more painful. I didn't get how it worked, but it would keep him from coming until we were ready for it. He groaned while Anaconda rode him, her sexy body taking every bit of pleasure from him. The prey beneath me whimpered, which brought me back to her. Irritated, I rode her harder and then reached out and felt her own pussy. What is this, slut? You're this fucking wet from being forced? What is wrong with you? I slipped a finger inside of her, and her whole body tensed up. At first, she resisted, but after a moment, she relaxed. After another moment, I was plunging two fingers inside of her while my thumb worked her clit. She shifted and shuddered beneath me, and I know that little bitch came. I sheathed the kukri. I didn't need it to control her anymore. I could feel her spirit was broken. You learn these things the more you hunt. I heard Anaconda screaming out her own orgasm as I finally started to come. I hadn't masturbated in about a week, so I was very frustrated, and I came incredibly hard, leaning forward and biting her thigh. It was technically evidence, but I can't help marking them sometimes. I want them to know that they've been taken by a wolf. We used both of them pretty hard that night. After a while, Anaconda and I swapped. I rode the man until I finally took the device off of his cock and let him come inside of me. I left a lot of marks all over his pretty torso. I wanted him to remember he'd been used, too. They were both such good prey. When we were done, we just left them there, naked in the woods, bleeding. The man was bound, but the girl was probably too tired and scared to move. The beaters would find them and return them to the camp for cleaning and release. After sharing a long kiss with Anaconda, I went home, took a shower, and went to bed. I slept like the dead. Even talking about this now with you has worked me up. I'm gonna have to get myself off after this conversation. It was such a good night. You get it now, right? Out in the world, I still have to report to people. I still have to put up with being stepped on and exploited by the corporate demons. But in the woods outside the camp, there, I'm the fucking devil. I'm the wolf. I'm the fucking monster your mother warned you about. The one you were scared of, but secretly wanted to fuck so badly when you grew up. Don't be ashamed. I know what you want. I can smell it in your sweat, taste it in your gum. Some people might want to call the authorities. I know. But they won't listen. The ones who know are paid off or members. The rest won't believe you. We all wear masks after all, and the prey is thoroughly cleaned of any significant evidence before they're allowed to leave. Even so, some of you might still have some ethical objections to what I do. I get it. I really do. It's kind of horrifying if you're not in the right mindset. But even though the prey is thoroughly terrified and bruised and worn out at the end of the weekend, a staggering amount of people take some time, recover, and come right back after a few months. I've hunted the same guy 3 times now. It would get boring, but he's learning how to be challenging prey, making the kill harder I think I might be falling for him a little bit. But I digress. For those of you who are not clutching your pearls at the crimes against humanity we commit on the regular, I have only one thing to say. We're here every weekend. It isn't hard to find the camp, not once you know what to look for online. Don't worry about what those others think. Sign up. It'll be fun. I promise.